From the trusted team behind 48 Hours, welcome to Case by Case, your weekly update on the biggest true crime stories unfolding right now.
Nick Reiner remains in custody without bail.
Luigi Mangione accused of stalking and gunning down United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
From high-profile trials and stunning evidence to major breaks in cold cases, we'll follow it all case by case. Follow and listen to 48 Hours Case by Case wherever you get your podcasts.
Now back to Carson and Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy.
On Mix
1041. 617-931-1234. Call or text that number. We want to know what you got into over the weekend. Something big and exciting, or maybe something kind of mundane. We also did watch Fall Guy, the new Fall Guy movie.
Mm-hmm.
Not bad. Interesting. Entertaining.
Okay.
He's delightful on screen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's an interesting concept behind it. From the 617, Kennedy.
Yo.
You didn't visit Quincy's Porch Fest. I'm kind of surprised. You and Carson didn't perform on your porch.
Porch Fest does not happen anywhere near where I live. Mm. And the Dow family did invite me, but I just, it was too many people for me. But I'm glad, it's always fun for everybody.
So how about just write this down in your notebook for next year. And then we'll cordon off an area, and you and I will perform on the Dow's porch for Porch Fest 2025. Come on. What a way to celebrate a quarter century, right? 2025, Carson Kennedy Porch Fest. Let's go with the Dow family, too.
Oh, me.
Maureen went to the Donny Osmond show over the weekend. How was it?
It was fantastic. On a last-minute decision, I went with a group of friends, and we saw Donny Osmond at the Wang. He was absolutely energetic, the consummate entertainer, 66 albums of songs to pull from. He was fantastic. Lots of glittery purple.
I have heard, like anyone who goes to see him throughout the decades that he's been on tour, that he is a consummate professional, and the show is always fantastic, no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
I've never heard a bad thing.
Kennedy, is he the one that's a little bit country or a little bit rock and roll?
He was a little bit rock and roll.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, Marie was a little bit country.
I had the dolls. I sure did.
Mm. I love that show when I was a kid. Showing my age, but I loved their show
totally.
When I was a kid.
He did a wonderful montage to Marie about their shows together. It was wonderful.
Did he sing
really
Joseph in the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat?
He sure did. He took for a half hour. It was all audience selections, and he would play, not the whole song, but, a few verses. It was fantastic.
Mm.
Truly entertaining.
Amazing.
I did not have Donny Osmond being a discussion on our bingo card show this
morning. I'm telling you, Carson. He is ubiquitous.
Mm. Good deal. All right. Thanks for calling. Thanks, Maureen. Have a great 4th of July weekend.
You too. Bye-bye.
Have you ever seen him in concert?
I haven't, but I think I was going to. But I've seen, you can watch online, his Joseph in the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat, and he's so good. He's so good.
Good morning, Mix. Who's this?
This is Corey from Medford.
Corey,
hey.
Good morning.
Good morning, guys.
How was
happy
your weekend?
Short weekend.
Yes, happy short week, for sure.
Yeah. Well, we Saturday, we threw some axes in the backyard before our Star Trek meeting, which just as soon as we pulled the hot dogs off the grill, it started raining. So we did the quick dash inside and hung out with some friends and just had a good time chatting and eating hot dogs.
You threw axes in your backyard? Two things.
Yeah, you got to do something.
Do you have several axes to throw, and did you make your own board?
Oh, no. It's a set we got at Costco, which, as I told one of my friends, what could the harm be?
So it's the new jarts.
Is it they're like Velcro, or are they actual axes?
No, they're like the plastic ones, like when you're in school and they give you darts.
Okay.
Yeah, that feels dangerous from Costco.
Okay.
Yeah, Costco doesn't need lawsuits.
That's good. That sounds fun.
Well, glad you had fun, buddy.
Oh, yeah, we had a blast.
Mm. All right. Well, maybe we'll talk to you on Wednesday.
Probably.
All right. Bye, Corey.
Have a good one, guys.
Bye.
Producer Dan, how about you? How was your weekend in Hampton Beach?
Oh, my weekend in Hampton Beach was fantastic. I love it up there.
Mm-hmm.
So I spent the weekend at my girlfriend's grandparents' house, who will henceforth be known as Nana and Pugga.
Nana and Pugga?
Nana and Pugga. And they are in their mid-80s. They're both still sharp as a tack and funny as hell. And I spent the whole weekend at their house, and they are like the mayors of Hampton Beach. I must have met 40 different people just walking in and out of their house to say hi or pay their respects, hang out for a cup of coffee. And then on Saturday, we had a little like parental meeting. It was the first time both of my parents met both of my girlfriend's parents in 8 months we had been dating. So that was like a whole, we sat around the table, we chatted. And my mother was spilling all types of family stories that she could have kept in the holster for at least like a second or third meeting. Like 20 minutes in, she's like, yeah, she told the story how 23andMe blew up my entire family. And I was like, keep it in the holster, Mom. We just met these people. But it went good. We had a great time. And Sunday, we went down to the beach for a little bit.
Yeah.
I got my first sunburn of the season.
You see, I can see right a little bit on the
that Irish
head.
Skin.
Yeah.
I was like, don't worry. I'm 25% Lebanese. I burn once and I tan, but boy, did I burn.
Kennedy loves to hear that, Dan.
So bad for you, Dan. It's not the way skin works.
And let me tell you, that Hampton Beach water is arctic.
It never gets warm.
It felt like it was 37 degrees.
It never gets warm.
I still can't feel my feet. But the weekend was fantastic.
Kennedy, I forgot. There was one other story I wanted to tell you from my weekend. So we went out to eat down in Hyannis at this place called Tugboats. Mm-hmm. And it's like in a marina there. Mm-hmm. It's multiple levels and bars and restaurant. And so me and Landon and a friend of ours, we all went and ate there. And I took the old Jeep. Right?
Yeah.
And so pretty much the easiest way to park there is just to valet it. So I valet it. He's like, leave the key in it. And I'm like, okay. You know, but I had to turn it off because it was going to take them a minute. So we get up the stairs to like go in the restaurant. And I look back and there's this guy. He's probably
he doesn't know how to drive a stick shift, does he?
He's like 21 years old. He can't even start it.
Yeah, no.
So I have to walk back.
Clutch!
He's like, no, I can drive a stick. It's
no, you
just
can't.
He did pretty
just
good.
Got this Jeep back. Don't blow my engine.
No. It's not that one. It's the old one. It's like a 3-speed manual, like 1971.
Oh, right.
You know, so it was made before he was long before he was born.
Nobody knows how to drive a stick anymore. Nobody.
No, it's really fun. I knew you would appreciate that.
I love it.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.